Hey folks, welcome to this podcast. I'm Hema.
And I'm Apeksha. And we are from the Astronomy Club, Manipal.
This podcast is going to be about one of the most beautiful displays of nature.
Something so stunning that most of us wish to see it at least once in our lives. Auroras.
Also referred to as the Polar Lights, the Northern Lights, Aurora Borealis, or Southern Lights, Aurora Australis, are a natural display of light in the Earth's sky. They are predominantly seen in the high latitude regions like the Arctic or the Antarctic.
The word Aurora is derived from the name of the Roman goddess of dawn who traveled from east to west announcing the coming of the sun. Ancient Greek poets used the name as a metaphor to refer to dawn, often mentioning its play of colors across the otherwise dark sky. But just what causes this dazzling natural phenomenon? Well, it all starts at the center of our solar system, the giant star that sustains life on our planet, the Sun.
The Sun is 4.57 billion-year-old ball of hydrogen and other gases fusing away in space. At its core, the Sun produces energy by smashing hydrogen atoms together under immense temperatures and pressures, which causes the hydrogen atoms to fuse into helium atoms by a process known as nuclear fusion. When atoms are in such condition, plasma is formed.
Plasma is the fourth state of matter, defined as a gas that has been energized to the point that some of the electrons break free from their nucleus but travel with them. The Sun is essentially a giant ball of swirling plasma and thus generates huge magnetic fields. These magnetic fields are under such immense pressure that sometimes the lines of force meet.
When this happens, the magnetic fields of force are ejected outwards into the space at great speeds, taking extremely hot gases and charged particles or plasma with it. This is known as solar flare. These charged particles continue to travel outwards through space over enormous distances. It takes almost 2 days for it to reach the Earth. What happens then and why doesn't it harm us in any way?
That's because, just like the Sun, the Earth has its own magnetic field, produced by movement of flowing liquid iron in its outer core. It is the Earth's magnetic field that protects us from all kinds of harsh destructive forces coming from far away in space, including solar flares. So it doesn't harm us in any way. Instead, it puts up an enchanting show of lights.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, indeed. Most of the Sun's flares simply bounce off our planet's magnetosphere when it reaches us. However, the magnetosphere has two weak spots, namely the North and South poles, meaning that the magnetic field protecting the planet is much less prevalent here than near the equator. These weak spots make way for a small percentage of the charged particles coming from the Sun into our atmosphere.
When this happens, the charged particles from the Sun collide with atoms in the Earth's atmosphere, such as oxygen and nitrogen. This leads to energy transfer, raising the energy states of these atoms and exciting them. When the electrons come back to the ground state, these atoms release energy in the form of photons or particles of light. The colorful light they give out is what we call as auroras.
Wow! The science behind this is as amazing as auroras themselves. But I've seen photos of auroras in different colors. What's the science behind that?
The different colors of auroras are caused by various gases in the atmosphere. Each gas emits a unique color when it's excited. For example, oxygen gives off green light, while nitrogen gives off red and blue lights.
Also, there are different forms of auroras. One of them looks like a mild glow near the horizon. These can be close to the limit of visibility, but can be distinguished from moonlit clouds because stars can be seen undiminished through the glow. Next comes patches or surfaces that look like clouds. Then there are arcs, which are nothing but curves across the sky. Sometimes they also appear as light and dark stripes across arcs, reaching upwards by various amounts like rays. And there are also coronas, which cover much of the sky and diverge from one point on it. But what if you were on some mother planet? Would they look the same?
Fortunately, on some planets, you'll still be able to see auroras. The colors, though, might depend on the gases in the planet's atmosphere. Mercury, being small and close to the Sun, can't retain an atmosphere. Due to the absence of molecules, the solar wind cannot interact with them, which means no auroras. Planets like Mars and Venus do not possess a significant magnetic field. On Mars, auroras appear near areas of magnetized rock within the planet's crust rather than near the poles. Similarly, flashes of light from Venus have been pointed out as auroras. Scientists have found that the very same process that causes auroras on Earth can form a gigantic magnetic bubble around Venus, allowing auroras to occur. On Saturn, they are not visible to the human eye as the emitted light lies in the infrared and ultraviolet spectrum. Jupiter displays one of the biggest auroras you can see. It has strong magnetic field and dense atmosphere. It is said that Jupiter's moons are capable of influencing auroras on the planet. Jupiter's volcanic moon Io contributes to the formation of bright UV auroras on Jupiter by producing gases that travel into the planet's atmosphere. The presence of faint auroras on Uranus was discovered in 2011 by the Hubble Space Telescope. They usually last for just a couple of minutes.
Hey, I remember reading that in 2015, astronomers discovered auroras outside the solar system too.
Yes, and those powerful auroras were seen on a low mass star at the boundary between stars and brown dwarfs. So, if you ever get lucky enough to witness the aurora, just take a moment to contemplate on how truly marvelous and magnificent the universe really is.
And then take selfies too.